Hej allesammans och välkomna till avsnitt 11 av To Be An Au Pair. Idag kommer det vara ett lite annorlunda avsnitt. Isabella är inte här tänkte jag säga, men här är hon ju aldrig eftersom hon är i Sverige. Men hon kommer inte vara med i det här avsnittet, utan vi kommer köra ett lite annorlunda avsnitt idag. Jag har nämligen med mig tre av mina värdbarn idag, så att jag kommer köra lite frågor med dem, såklart au pair-relaterat. För vi tänker att det kan vara kul att höra svar, liksom höra det här från deras perspektiv. Så att, jag vet inte, jag tror att det kan bli kul. Vi hoppas det. Och så vill jag bara lägga in lite snabbt innan vi drar igång att förra veckans avsnitt, när jag lyssnade igenom det, så kände jag bara att jag vill be om ursäkt lite. För att dels att vi hade jättedålig uppkoppling, så att det är mycket tystnader och liksom pauser innan vi svarar ibland. Och det är kanske inget att skylla på, men det var, jag hade jättesvårt att koncentrera mig förra avsnittet, för att det var så himla mycket ljud i vårt hus förra veckan. Det var, de var utanför min dörr och lekte, och det var, jag vet inte, det var jättesvårt att koncentrera sig i alla fall. Jag vill bara säga att det blir så ibland när man bor hos en annan familj, att det är inte alltid lätt att hitta lägen att spela in och liksom hitta tystnad och allt det där. Så jag bara säger det, men förhoppningsvis så var det inte något ni störde på allt för mycket, och det blir bättring på det helt enkelt. Yes, så att jag har tre av mina värdbarn här. Som ni förstår så kan inte de svenska, så att vi kommer ta hela det här avsnittet kommer bli på engelska. Men jag hoppas inte att ni tycker att det är något problem, att ni endast tycker att det är något roligt. Yes, då kör vi. So, let's go. Do you just want to introduce yourselves first?
Okay. Well, my name is Erin, and I'm 13, and I'll be 14 in December.
My name is Kira, and I'm 12. My name is Brianne, and I'm 10, and I'm turning 11 in November.
All right. So, I'm going to ask them 8 questions, and it's fine. Okay, the first question is, you've had au pairs since like 2004, 2005, which is like 2 years after Erin was born. How is it to have a new person coming into your life every year? Is it hard or is it just fun and exciting?
I'll start. I think that it's both, because it's hard for the other au pair to leave, but it's like fun to get a new one.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I think too, but like I think it's really hard for like the au pair to leave because they've been with us for like a long time, especially like if they extend.
Yeah, it's always at least a year.
Right? Yeah. So like if you're with a person for a year, then like, and they're like living in your house, then it's like pretty hard. But like it's also exciting because when you get a new one, like you like can make friends with them.
Yeah.
And like they can extend too, and then it'll be hard again.
Yeah. That's how it goes. What do you think, Erin?
Well, I think that for, like, the kids, it's hard because, like, when you get to know someone and you get close with them and, like, you want them to stay forever and then, like, they just, like, once it's time, they have to go. And obviously, like, you want to have a new au pair and, like, meet new people and, like, get to know others. But it's, like, it's hard, but it's, like, it's worth it to have an au pair every year. Like, it's fun.
Good. Good. That's good answers. All right. So, what's the best thing about having an au pair?
The best thing about having an au pair is that they get, like, really close with you. And, like, they're, like, your best friend that, like, lives in your house.
Right.
So, like, that's awesome.
Yeah. You want to add something or you disagree?
I agree,
but, like, I also think it's kind of like having an older sibling, like, that if you don't have, then now you have. And you, like, get someone to, like, guide you and show you the rules, but, like, also someone who, like, even though they are, like, making sure you're stable all the time, they're also, like, having fun with you and doing cool things.
Okay, good. How does it feel to have an extra person living in your house all the time? Oh, didn't you answer?
No, she said I agree.
Yeah, I think she said I agree. Yeah, how does it feel like to have an extra person here all the time that's not family?
I'll start then.
Okay.
It's my turn.
Okay, you want
to
go?
It's cool to have an extra person here that's not part of your family. Only because, like, there's, like, a friend, and that's pretty swag. but, like, actually, for real, it's, like, you can, like, hang out with them, and it's not, like... Like, obviously, you don't walk in your parents' room every night and be like, hey, want to watch a movie? Like, no, that doesn't happen.
Right.
So, it's just, like, someone that's there and you can chill with. So.
That's good.
I think it's awesome having someone, like, live in your house that's not a part of your family because, like, they, like, kind of, like, become part of your family because they, like, go to everything with you. And then, like, right when you wake up, they're, like, there.
Yeah.
And then you could just, like, you can sleep in their room sometimes.
Yes, you can if they have an extra bed, which I do. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's cool having another person in your house because you can go places with them, like to the movies, and they'll definitely like take you just by yourself and you can spend time with them.
Right. That's good. That's what I say after every, I'm like, that's good. All right, so next question. This might be a little hard to say because, like, I don't know. But what's the worst thing about having an au pair? Or just, like, is there something that you don't like with it?
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah.
The worst thing about having an au pair is when they, like, skirt up to, like, America. And then they arrive. And then, like, they bring stuff from their country. Like, candy and, like, things. And then they don't share with you. And then you don't get candy. But even though Al shared with me, so it was all good. Wait, 1 second. Don't go away.
Okay.
I think that the worst part is definitely from leaving because you've had them for such a long time and then they just leave just this day.
Yeah.
Like a random day.
I know. That is so true. It's just like you get a date and then it's just like, okay, it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, I
like
totally
after
agree.
Living in the same house for
Yeah, that's so true.
And you're like,
yeah, like, just go back to sleep, get a date. Like,
I know.
Like, I was like, when they said that you were leaving, like, the day.
What do you mean?
Before you extended.
Remember when you extended and they said that, like,
whatever
the day you were leaving?
Yeah.
And then I was like,
what? I remember.
Yeah. And then I was like, wait, she's leaving then? What? And then that was so soon, and I was like, oh, my God.
I know. Oh, so this, you kind of answered this already, but how is it to say goodbye to an au pair after seeing each other, like, every day for at least a year, and then they're just, like, saying, but we kind of answered, but yeah.
Yeah, we kind of answered this, but it's so hard. It's so hard to, like, for when they leave, it's just, like, they just are gone. Like,
and they're so far away.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, but they're so
far.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you can't even, like, walk into the room and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know, and then when, like, it's every single morning when I wake up, like, I see you.
Yeah.
And then the day, like, I don't see you, I'm like, where's Alice?
yeah, right. Yeah, do you want to add something?
I just agree.
Okay.
I just think it's, like, if you have a friend, like, a close friend, like, moves away, usually they move, like, an hour, like, drive, or, like, 10 minutes down the road, and you can, like, go visit them. But when, like, an au pair leaves, it's, like, to visit them, you need to, like, save money. And money, like, takes work, and, like, no. So, like,
you but also, you can't really go to
Sweden for, like, a weekend.
I know, right. And even you're just 13, you wouldn't go on a flight for 8 hours alone.
Yeah. It's also, like, I'm so used to, like, seeing you every day. Like, when you said you're going to visit, like, once a year, like, to come and see us.
Once a year, that's too low.
Like, exactly.
I know, you're like, once a year, you have to come, like, every other month.
Yeah.
It's like, that's 6 times a year. You're like, yes.
Is there a problem?
I know. It's true.
That's so true. And then, like, when I wake up, like, you're not here. And then, like,
I know.
You have to, like, fly all the way, like, how long, however long it takes.
Yeah, it's like 8 hours.
You should just buy a private jet. Personal opinion.
Yeah, you'll buy me one.
I think that it's hard for them to leave, and it's just, like, when you come, okay, like, I don't know.
Okay, you know,
I just, like, they already said it.
You agree. Then. Okay, good. How do you think it's going to be, like, when you stop having au pairs? Do you think it's going to be, like, weird that something's missing, or do you just, like, no difference? Like,
it's going to be, like, losing a bunch of friends.
A bunch?
Yeah, because, like, you have so much, and then, like, you just, like, that one year, like, when is the au pair coming? They're like, we're not getting another one.
It's just us.
Yeah. So,
I know that would happen.
Yeah, but when people ask, like, how much people are in my family, what I say is 8. And then...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I say that. And then they're like, oh, I thought you only had, like, 5 kids. And I was like, yeah, but including my au pair. And then, like, when we stop having au pairs, I'm going to be like 7.
I feel like there's going to be, like, an empty space. Like, not only in the house, but, like,
oh, yeah.
Just, like, when you, like, think about your family, you always think about, like, that person. Like, I mean, that's I feel true. Like when we go places as, like, a family, we don't go places as, like, a family and not Alice.
And not Alice.
Like, that's just not how it works. We go places, like, all together.
Like, when we were going to Cape Cod, and you said you weren't coming.
It was like, wait, what?
Wait, what?
I know, yeah. But that's the only, like...
Yeah, it's like and it's also, like, what are we going to do with this right. room?
True. And also, I hope that I have a pair until I'm 18, because, like, then they could be 18, and I'll also be 18, and then we can be friends.
As if we're not friends.
Yeah. Well, we are, but I mean, like, if you came back when you were like...
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, 18, you mean like that. Oh, yeah. I get
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yep.
I have them until I go to college.
That's 18.
That's accurate.
I know, but
that's
like
18.
That's actually true because you kind of want DJ.
Because then, like, when we leave to college, like, we're obviously not gonna bring no pair with us.
No, yeah.
So, like, it's just good to have them until you go to college, because then you just come back and you can take care of yourself.
Yeah, you better. It's about time.
Well, actually, when I get back from college, I'm gonna fly to Sweden and live with Alice.
Okay. I'll be like, done with college.
Yeah.
I'll believe it.
Alice, I'm coming. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Wait, I only have 2 questions left. Do I? Yeah. Okay. So this is just like something I want to ask for fun, because I think, I don't know, it might be a little hard for you to answer, but just from what I've told you and what you've read or heard from other people, like, what's your perception of Sweden as a country? Like, how do you think it looks like? What people are like, you know?
I already said it. Okay. So, I always think of every country that an au pair comes from is, like, looks the exact same. And I literally think,
as the au pair? What do you mean?
No, I think it's every country that the au pair comes from. Say, like, so you're from Sweden. I don't know, like, Slovakia. Like all, I always would think all those would look the exact same, because I've never been there.
Right.
So, like, I always think, this is what I think. A rocky road. And then I think of, like, it's literally just, like, one house that I think of. And I think it's, like, a small little, like, nice town. And, like, kind of, like, houses like ours, but that's really it.
Yeah. Then, who said that one time? You were like... Do you have, like, malls? Yes! Like, we have stores.
Yeah, I can't think of Sweden as, like, a city. Like, you know?
See, yeah, that's what you said. What you told me. Like, is there a... Yeah, I remember that.
I think of it's, like, food. And, like...
Oh.
Ooh, food. I think of it's, like, Swedish meatballs, Swedish pancakes. Like, the stuff I've had. Like, the... candy.
Right,
and
the
and, like,
candy.
If I go there, if I ever go there, I would just, like, eat the food. Like... Every day, like, every minute. And also have another thing.
And just, like, buy a lot of candy and bring back to here.
Yeah, I think of Sweden as, like, if I were thinking of it right now, I would be thinking of your family sitting at a long table eating either Swedish meatballs, Wait, if it was dinner, Swedish meatballs. If it was lunch or breakfast, Swedish pancakes. And Swedish candy for a snack.
That's true. Erin, what do you think? Do you know anything?
I agree with them.
So, last question.
I said I'm answering this one first.
Okay. For future au pairs, do you have any advice for them? What makes a good au pair a good au pair?
So, when you come here, I have a lot of advice for au pairs, only because, like...
You're the expert.
Yeah, I'm the expert. But one of my main things is just, like, try to get as close with the host kid as soon as you can, only because you want to, like, make a good bond with them. And, like, when you're off, like, you should do stuff with them. Obviously, you want to go and, like, do stuff with other people, not just, like, your kids. Because, like, I mean, you can't go to, like, parties with, like, your host kids. But you can, like, take them to movies or, like, to the mall or something. And, like, don't, like, work to get through the week. You want to have fun. Like, even though we see you every day, like, while you're working, we also want to, like, spend time with you out of... Like, when you're working. So, like, if at night you're off and, like, we want to go see a movie, like, go with us and we'll, like, hang out and then be close and then have a bond and then be swag and then...
Right. No, so, yeah, I get what you mean. Like, basically have interest in hanging out even though you're not working.
Okay.
Like, just, yeah, that's good. That was a good advice.
So, like, I, like, agree with that. And also, I think, like, it's, like, annoying... Well, not annoying, but, like, it's kind of like you want to spend time with the au pair, but then they have to, like, watch the babies.
Right.
And then you have to, like, you can't, like, have anything.
That's, like, every family, they have to watch the babies. It's basically me you're talking about.
But, like, so, like, I want to go out with them and do something, but, like, then I can't because they have to, like, work.
Right. Yeah.
But my advice, like, I also agree, but, like, I think that you should, like, be friends with them more, like, not more than it, than, like, babysitting them, but, like, you should be, like, as close as you can with them, because it's just, like, they're, like, your best friend.
Right. Like, become friends with your host kids.
Like,
so
it's awesome when you have, like, when you have an au pair that's, like, amazing and that is, like, your best friend and that lives with you.
Like, yeah, and also tells you what to do. Like,
But, like, is also, like, an au pair that, like, looks out for you.
Right. That's good.
I have another one.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to be that, like, annoying person that's always telling everyone, like, what to do. Like, I'm not saying, obviously, you want to, like, keep your kids, like, alive and, like, you know, like... Do it, like, following the rules and everything. But you also want to, like, I'm not saying, like, bend the rules, but you don't want to, like, follow everything so precisely. So you don't really want to, like, let's say, like, your parents say, like, no food after 9. Don't, at, like, 8:59, if you start eating a bowl of cereal and it turns to 9 o'clock when you're in the middle of the bowl, don't yell at the kid for continuing to eat the cereal. Like, you wanna obviously listen, but you don't want to be so, like breathing down their back about every little thing. But, like, you want to be close with them, and that's not going to happen if all you're ever doing is, like, yelling at them and, like, telling them, like, oh, my gosh, no, you cannot do that. Like, that's not allowed. So, like, have fun. Like,
stick to the rules, but not too tight.
Stick to the rules, but not too tight. So.
That's good.
Okay.
I agree.
Great. That's all I had. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add, or you're good?
That was good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being in this episode. It was great.
Bye, guys.
You did great.
Bye. Okay, bye. I hope you like cultural care. If you are looking forward to being an au pair, just, like, go to culturalcare.com and join. Go to cultural care. It's the best one out there.
Okej, tack så mycket för att ni har lyssnat allihopa. Hoppas att ni tyckte att det var kul att vi gjorde ett lite annorlunda avsnitt. Nästa måndag är vi tillbaka med ett avsnitt igen, och då kommer Isabella vara tillbaka som vanligt. Har ni några frågor kan ni alltid besöka våra bloggar now.com/Aliselin och now.com/Isabella Sjödin. De finns alltid i beskrivningen också. Självklart kan ni besöka Cultural Cares hemsida culturalcare.se också. Ha en jättefin vecka allihopa och så hörs vi helt enkelt nästa vecka.
Be an au pair!
Hej då!